हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन फ्राइडे 27th ऑफ अप्रैल मार्च एंड टुमारो हैपेंस टू बी रामनवमी एंड वेरी ऑस्पिशियस नवरात्रीज आर गोइंग ऑन ऑल्सो चैत्य नवरात्रि टू प्लीज द लॉर्ड। Ramayana is a very instructive life story of Lord Ram. When other forms of the Lord come, they are mainly for various purposes they come. Relieve Prahlad, Narasimha Bhagavan came. Relieve the mankind from atrocity of Hiranyaksha, Varahadev came. Lord Krishna came to exhibit his all opulence, all glories, all wonderful loving pastimes. But Lord Ramchandra came specifically to teach each and everybody of us our duties and ideal behavior in those duties. Ideal wife, ideal daughter, ideal son, ideal father, ideal brother, ideal king, anything that you play a role in life, ideals are there in Ramayana. And everybody along with Lord Ram actually exhibited all those ideal behavior. Lord Ram did many roles. He played ideal husband, ideal father, ideal son, ideal king, ideal brother. So many roles he himself exhibited. But all other roles also were exhibited by everybody else who was there with him in those pastimes. And how one should perform in those tricky situations of life, ideally. That all was taught by Lord Ram. So every incident in Ramayana has got lots of teachings in that. Let us take the incident of that very beautiful deer coming. The background of that is like Ravan. Where should I start from? Surpanakha comes and she tries to allure Lord Ram and then to Lakshman and again to Lord Ram, and then her ears and nose are cut. So it is said that she is like today's media. Today's media, internet and everything. That is like that. Aggressively attacking you for lusty fulfillment. Rama was not in love with her. Neither Lakshman was. But still she was like aggressively dumping herself on them. Ki, love me. I want to enjoy with you. Come, let's marry. So internet and everything is also doing same thing with you. Suddenly something comes up in between, you know, which is not expected to come. Very horrible things. That day I was presenting induction program to young girls who just passed out from nursing school and joined our hospital for whatever bond or for whatever experience. So there were 24 young girls of average 21 years of age. And I decided ki, okay, I will not use PPT, I will just speak like I am speaking now. And suddenly one dirtiest thing flashed on the screen from that laptop. The laptop being completely closed and untouched. This was on. And suddenly something flashed, was so embarrassing, you know. So that is what is Surpanakha. Surpanakha is, even if you don't want, she is jumping on you. Exploiting your mind, intelligence, emotions, physical situation, everything she is exploiting. So what did Lord Ram told? What did Lord Ram tell Lakshman? Treat her now properly. Whatever she deserves, do treatment to her. So she lost her nose and ears. Why ears and nose? Well, that is supposed to be the most attractive thing in a woman, or it matters on the woman's face. The nose is right or wrong, you know. And when we say the nose is harmed, that means all your beauty is gone if your nose is in problem. Even if some mosquito bites you, get a boil here and you get a bandage over you, how it looks. So with that she ran away. But Lord Ram came to know that if I have insulted a woman like this, of course she deserved that, but ultimately she is a woman. If she is insulted like this, she is not going to keep quiet. She is going to come back. So at that opportune time, he took Sita to one place called Agni Tirtha. and delivered her to Agnidev and told him that now onwards there will be a lot of troubles will start, I can foresee. So you keep my wife with you and you give me another lady who is like her only in the form of Sita, Chaya Sita or image Sita you can say. Even Lakshman did not know this. He went alone with her and he brought the other Sita with him. And then very soon 14,000 formidable soldiers came. They were like today's commandos, were specially trained people, not just like Hawaldar and police. They are like specially trained commandos, and there were 14,000 of them specifically posted at Janasthan near Nasik, today's area. And three of them were leading, four of them were there. One was Khar, one was Dushan, another was Trishir, and fourth was Akampan. And Akampan was son of Ravan, and Khar Dushan was brothers of Ravan, and Trishir was another alliance. And they were, each one was like mountain actually. Trishir was like three mountain peaks. He had three heads and they were like three mountain peaks. They were so huge and unimaginable. And he said that Lord Ram stood alone on the ground and they were on the chariot. And Lord Ram, he said, in 45 minutes he finished all of them off. And Surpanaka was standing there. And in her words, if you want to hear the description, what she said that when he would lift an arrow, when he would put on the bow, when he would pull the bow and when he would release the bow, I could never understand. It was so swift. It was like a circle only. Constantly it was like a circle, fiery circle. And it was like when the fan moves on 5 number speed, you can't see any blades around. Only see a circle, which is a faint circle around it. Put your finger, it will be cut, but you will not see anything there. You can see the ceiling also beyond that. Like that, his force was. And nobody understood. And within no time, he finished everybody. But the brother, son Akampan, he was a very wise person, very intelligent, a demon, but very intelligent. He understood that this person, Lord Ram, is indefeatable. So I must go and inform my Lord, my father. So he escaped from there. And he went to Lanka and informed. He informed everything as it is. But because he was an intelligent person, he told Ravan that, because Ravan, when he heard this, he immediately got up and said, right now I am going with my army to defeat this Ravan. But he was a surprise. How can a man, human being can do this to Kharan Dushan? They are like, high level commanders of mine. So after this happened, anyway, I'll cut the story short. I will come to the story of the deer. So he went to Marich and Marich told him that, please don't do this. You don't know what Lord Ram is. He said, Lord Ram, he's a man actually, he's a human being. Why to worry about him so much? But then he explains about Lord Ram's glories, what he did to him, and one time he shot an arrow. And 800 miles in the ocean, in the sky, flying in the sky, beyond 800 miles, I fell down in the ocean and I was 6 months unconscious. That kind of, and that time he was only 12 years old. Now he is proper young man. He is married and he is now about 24 years old. He is a full blown youth with full peak of his strength is in him. But still, Akampan had guided him. Honestly said, ki, you are his got up and I want to fight with him, but you cannot defeat him. Only way you can defeat him, that he has a woman with him. If the woman is abducted or stolen or they have separated from each other, then he will lose his courage. His heart will become very weak emotionally. And in that weak, emotional, depressed, dejected condition, then you can attempt to beat him or fight with him. So immediately he goes to the Marich. And the Marich tells him all stories and convinces him, forget about this. Don't do anything about this. So, all of us know that only once he went. But actually Lord Ravan went 2 times. So, Lord Ravan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Give it to the IT. Give it to the IT. So somehow Maharaj convinces Ravan ki, don't get into all these things. And Ravan apparently is okay. He goes back. And then, because he has left in between, so war is not over at Nasik. He goes before. And before Shurpanakha sees all his brothers and Trishir killed, before that only he has reached. And before that only Ravan has gone already, Maharaj, and Maharaj has come back also. And when he comes back from Maharaj, at that time, Shurpanakha reaches there. And Shurpanakha is so cunning that she doesn't tell that I was enamored by Lord Ram's beauty. I had full lust for him. I wanted to marry him. Such a beautiful man. And I just couldn't stay without him. That's why I went. He didn't say that. She said very intelligently. She wanted to now invoke lust and anger in Lord and Ravan. So what she said, actually I went to take Sita for you. Because I know all the best things in the world you should be owning. You're such a great personality, such a hero, such a chivalrous person, that you should be actually become, you should become the enjoyer of every best thing in the world. You are the owner of the enjoyment of that. And with that intentions I went, and see what they did to me. So he wanted to, when she, the way she described her, na, Ravan was just attentively listening. She described her hair, her beautiful eyes, her skin, her body, her waist, her fingers, everything she described. And with every information that he was receiving, his lust was burning like fire in the heart. And then she said, he is very chivalrous also, the husband. The way he killed Shardushan, I was so amazed. So the only way to get her for you and to, for me to take revenge on these two men is to abduct her. See how she brought her, how she brought his mind logically to this conclusion. In her one talk only, she convinced him. So second time he went to Maharaj. So Maharaj was very surprised. He said, how you came? You just came just now, I told you. He said, now I have come to order you, not to listen to your sermon. And in that time, Maharaj tells, because Maharaj understands that he is desperate now. He is fully burning with lust for that lady and he is going to destroy him. So what he tells, you know, he tells him that aapke antapur mein hazaron rani aaye swami, aap unme anurag rakhiye, please keep your heart with them, please love them, and whatever enjoyments you get from them, please be happy with them. Sita Devi aag ka gola hai, she is like a fire, don't handle the fire, you will get burnt. And not only you will get burnt in that fire, you will consume every demon of your whole dynasty in that fire. See, such kind of fire. So don't play with the fire. So what is our lesson to learn? Our lesson to learn is, we should be happy with whatever we have. But generally what happens, when you have something very beautiful, because Mandodari was also very beautiful. Mandodari is glorified as one of the principal chaste ladies in the history of mankind. That's why when we chant the marriage mantra na, of Granthi Bandhanam, when you tie the knot, we chant mantras, usme Ravan Mandodari ka naam di hai. Why you say, why Ravan Mandodari's name? Because her chastity it is there, not because of him. Because of her chastity to him.
Why Ravan?
Because he is a husband. Simple. See, husband becomes glorious when wife is chaste. Please understand that. The husband may be, Savitri is glorious? Because she brought Satyavan back. But when her name comes, so Satyavan name also comes, because she was his wife. So it is good to have good wife. Your name becomes very famous. So I hope to become famous. So she was one of the most chaste ladies and very beautiful also. Her beauty was unparalleled also. And such thousands of ladies were there in his antapur as his wives. Many of them by force, many of them by allurement, many of them by tempting them with his powers and everything. But all of them were like brought like that only. And they were also very chaste to him. But when you get something better in life, whatever is tasteful in your life before becomes distasteful after you get something better. It may not be within your reach, but once you see something which is more attractive. Now he has not even seen her. He had just heard her description. And through her description, he came to know this is something extraordinary. And I want that. Because he thinks out of his pride that he has to have everything that is best in the world. Anything that is best in the world first should come to his plate. That is his mood. That is why now those beautiful ladies like Mandodari have no more charm in them for him. And he's completely mad after that lady whom, about whom he has heard, not even seen her. That is why all the good counsel of marriage doesn't enter his brain. Because his brain is completely corrupted with the lust that has been invoked by his own sister in his brain. So he tells, finally, I have not come to hear your lecture here. I am the king. And please remember, when the king makes a request, it is his order only. Only out of greatness of the king, he only puts a request. But note that my request is my order. And just follow the order. Otherwise, get ready to die. So Maharaj is very intelligent. Maharaj knows that he is my master. Although he is his uncle, Maharaj is Ravan's uncle, but Ravan is a king and Maharaj is a praja, so he has to obey his order. So Ravan is Maharaj is very intelligent. What Maharaj decides, ki if I die out of hands of my master for disobedience of his order, I'll go to hell. If your master punishes you, you are condemned. But if the Lord kills you, you attain heaven. So he said, it is better to die out of Lord Ram's hands than to die out of my master's hand. It will cause defamy to me. So he is a very learned person. By the way, one of the features of Maharaj, one should understand, that he was, it is said, in every leaf, every flower, every fruit, every branch of the tree, in every tree, and every morsel of the earth, wherever he would only look, see Lord Ram only. Because there is such fear in his heart, such arrow he was hit with. Can you imagine? 800 miles in the sky he flew and fell in the ocean and then fell unconscious for 6 months. So what kind of fear he developed, you know? Somehow he survived, actually. That time onwards, he renounced everything, every single activity of a demon he renounced, and he became sannyasi and sat in jungle only meditating. But even in the meditation, he was so much filled with fear. Even if somebody would utter by mistake word ra, he would tremble in fear. Again, he will come. And now this person came and told about him only. If there are two men in jungle, one of their name is Ram, so he started trembling in fear. She said, you are ashamed to, Ravan told Maharaj, you are ashamed to Rakshas dynasty. With the man's name you are trembling. This is not befitting a Rakshasa. And don't glorify a human being in front of me. I'm a Rakshas. I'm not an ordinary Rakshas. I'm Ravan. Trilok Vijay Ravan. But then still, even in fear, because he was thinking of Lord Ram, he could get the good intelligence. And decided, okay, instead of you killing me for disobedience, I will follow your order, get that benefit for me, and get killed by Lord Ram, because I'm sure when I go in front of him, death is sure for me. And he had the knowledge that Lord Ram is Lord Ram, and if he kills me, he'll attain higher kingdom. And then what he did, he was told. As soon as he agreed, Ravan became very happy. Suddenly all his anger went away, all orderly mood went away, and immediately said, okay, you become a demon, you become a deer. Such a deer that nobody in the world must have seen such a deer. I want you to become such a deer. And then you go near Sita's hut and start moving very beautifully. Attract her attention. Then they will demand you as a deer. And when they go away, I come as Sadhu and I will snatch her. And he was so happy that he has made such a beautiful plan. Many times when we make plan for sense gratification, like for example, a bad man plans for going on a weekend to meet a prostitute, he feels such a great, his best place is going, best prostitute is going, best weather he is attending to, and you know, the famous one he is going to. But lest he knows that it is actually making plan of our own destruction. He doesn't know that. But he's so happy that finally he has devised a plan to actually take revenge on Lord Ram and Lakshman and also to have her for her enjoyment, for his enjoyment. Now what is happening? The deer comes. The deer is very specific deer. He has got golden skin. on the golden skin, he has got so many jewel-like arrangements. His horns are so decorative and so beautifully branched. It has got many jewels on that. By the way, Lord Brahma has not made any species like that. So he is coming, and he actually is also beautifully effulgent also. Plus, if you take a picture of that, it's like two-dimensional picture. But now he is available in three dimensions. He is moving around also. Activity is also going on. The beautiful, attractive way he moved his neck and how the horns would move around that. And now we look here and look there and how his footsteps will be there. So attractive. So Sita said, you know, anyway, we are in 14th year of exile now. Very soon we have to go back to Ayodhya. I want to take this deer to show my co-wives and my friends and my relatives and my sakhis. I want to take as my memory of my forest indwelling. You go to Saudi Arabia, I want to bring something to remember of Saudi Arabia. You go to America and bring something from that. To remember your stay there, I was there for some time. So 14th year we are here, 14 years we spend in jungle. Such a beautiful gift or something to carry back. No, everybody will be so allured. We can play with it also nicely. All of us can play and remember beautiful days in the forest and all. Now Lakshman is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is servitor. Matlab wo sevak bhagwan hai. Balram ji ke avatar. So he knows everything in truth. He is representing Guru. So Lord Ram has told ki you be here. Sorry, before that. So before that, and Lakshman says ki this is not a normal creature. This cannot be. Because Lord Brahma's 84 lakhs of species he has created, nothing of this kind of he has created. I'm sure about it. So this has to be a demon. Now see, the argument is going on because she is already attracted to that thing. Before that she was okay. She's plucking flowers. But now she has seen this. And she is throwing very beautiful statements to Lord Ram. She says, in 14 years, did I ask anything from you? This is called as emotional discussion. 13 years I walked barefoot. I slept on leaves. I ate only kandamool, that is salads, only salads. There was no opulence, there was no servants, there is nothing. No massage, no making my hair, no makeup, nothing. I just followed you. In fact, we are wearing tree bark. We are not wearing dress also. And now in 14th year, I am just asking something which you can easily get for me. And you are not going to give me that. Lots of argument take place. Lakshman is telling, he is not a deer. Actually, he is a demon. I am sure he is Marich. But he had the sense. So Lord Ram is acting as a henpecked husband here. To tell all of us what we should be doing. He said, anyway, see, if it's a demon, I am quite capable of killing the demon. If it's not a demon, I'll capture him and give it to her as a gift. Both ways, there is no loss. So don't worry, you know. If he is demon, I will surely kill him and bring the skin back for her. Even the deer skin is very, very powerful for meditation and for worship and for many things. Deer skin and tiger skin. Vyagrajin and Mrugajin. Very, very powerful. So both ways, even if I kill the demon or I don't kill the demon, it is okay. Safety is there in that. But you stand here and protect her. And he goes. And soon enough, he comes to know that he is not a deer. He is a demon. So then he picks up an arrow and first he was running behind him just to catch him, not to kill him actually. So capture him and bring him back. But he was running such a way that he could understand that normal deer cannot run like this. So he understood ki now enough is enough. He is playing tricks with me. It is said he shot an arrow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shot an arrow, it is said, many, many miles in the sky, he flew with an arrow. He flew as a deer, but he came down as Marich. When that life-threatening arrow hit him, it was hitting the body of a deer, but when he flew and came down, the huge body of Marich came from sky and fell down on earth. But he was so shrewd. Maya is extremely deceiving. Even while in that condition, he shouted, Hey Sita! Hey Lakshman! Mujhe bachao! He You can imagine. And that time Lord understood, my God, what trap he has fallen in now. He killed him, no doubt. And it is said the demons have a very loud voice. It can go across like anything. So from where he was shouting, hey Sita, you know, already he was in pain because he was dying. So no need of acting as a pain. But he remembered to call Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman and Sita in Ram's voice. So that they will understand that now Ram is in difficulty, so Lakshman will leave from there. And then Sita will be alone, so my master's plan will be fulfilled. So here she hears, hey Sita, hey Lakshman, bachao, please help me, I'm in danger. So now Sita Devi has lost all the charm for that deer. Now she is thinking of her husband. But because she was already into the allurement, she didn't understand that this is all deceiving sound of Lord, of that deer. Lakshman is standing very peaceful. Said, Lakshman, go immediately. He said, who can kill Lord Ram? How can Lord Ram go in difficulty? There is no person in the earth which will put him in danger. This is all Maya. This is all the demon's activity. I am sure. Don't get disturbed. Just stand here coolly. But it is said that there are two things where you lose your intelligence. Of course, there are many things, but two prominent things is one is lust and one is fear. When there is lust and fear, then a person loses all his intelligence. Now she is overwhelmed with fear that my Lord Ram is in danger. So then all kinds of wrong thoughts are coming in her mind. She starts thinking otherwise. Now this is very instructive. This all happens to you and me also. Doubt starts coming in her mind. If my husband is in danger and he is dear brother of my husband, why I am feeling so distressed and he is so feeling so quiet standing there? There must be something in his mind. And she tells him, please go right away. He said, mother, please don't worry. Nothing is going to happen. Just wait for some time. He is going to come. Again sound came. Sita. You can imagine second installment, in third installment. So it is like working on her mind like anything. She is completely getting emotionally overwhelmed. So first she says, go immediately. I will take care of myself. Don't worry about me. Please go immediately. He says, mother, don't worry. Nothing is going to happen. But then because he is not going, and she's watching, he's very, very cool. And she's very, very disturbed. So she wonders, how can he be so cool? When such cries are coming from the skies, at least if she's disturbed, I can see. But he is so cool. So the pradnya, absolutely no high breath, no high bar, nothing. He's just completely cool. So she starts doubting him. And when the doubt came, everything was destroyed actually. She said, I now understand why you came with us in the forest. Because you are knowing in jungle one day, may Lord Ram, one day he will be eaten by the animals or demon there. And then I can enjoy you. That is why you came with me. Imagine such a heavy shot on the heart of Lakshman. Such a chaste brother he was. Such a chaste brother-in-law he was. Such a wonderful person he was. He had sacrificed everything. His mother said, when he went to his mother to meet before leaving for forest, he said, mother, please give me permission. He said, if you have not come to take my permission to serve Lord Ram, I would have cursed you. But good, you came to take permission from me. I bless you that you should not even blink your eye till you are in service to Lord Ram. She tells him, the mother tells him that you should not stay in the night, sleep in the night. When your brother sleeps, you should be awake all the night. When they wake up, you should serve them with everything, whatever they need. In the night, you should massage your brother's lotus feet and then stand outside whole night, guarding in Virasan and walking around. That personality, you know, who has... Then he went to Purmila, his wife, to take permission. She said, I fully endorse what you are doing. Please do your duty very nicely. Don't worry about me. I will sit here waiting for you. And it seems she also fasted for all the time, sitting with lamps open, waiting for her husband to come. She also did not enjoy anything in life, although she was in the palace of Lord Dasharatha. She just said, whatever way you will live, I will live in the same way here. You will be in Vanvas, I will be living in the same condition over here. That Lakshman, now what kind of allegation is put on him? Oh, you left only because of this mood. And it was too much for him to bear. He said, Mother, what can I say if you are thinking about me like this? But I'm assuring you, nothing is going to go wrong. She said, you just leave. Now though I'm convinced you must leave. Although he's not an angel, you should get away from this place. Because I'm alone with you here. I don't want you to be with you here. You just get out from this place. So he went. So he's like a guru. He's like spiritual master. Anyone disobeys spiritual master, destruction is imminent. It is going to take place. If you, what Sita did actually? She didn't disobey only. She offended actually. She just didn't say, okay, displeasing, nothing. She actually offended. That's why all the disaster came. If she would have said, okay, Lakshman, you are my protector. My husband has put you on my protection. Whatever you say, I accept. Nothing would have happened. Ravan would have sat there only, would have gone from there. But because she said that, she actually invited her destruction. I mean, disaster in her life. And then also some part of Ramayana, some people in some books say that he drew a line for her. Okay, now don't cross this line. Stay inside line only. There also she crossed. Because why? Because she was from childhood trained to serve sadhus. Whoever sadhus come home, she was trained to serve them. This sadhu was a very unique sadhu. Ravan came in the form of sadhu. So it is said that Maya comes in very various forms. And those forms, the Maya comes where you are already attached to, for example. If you are attached to serving sadhus, the Maya will come in the form of sadhu only. Or something else which you love so much, you are attached to. That will be exploited. Your weak point will be exploited by Maya always. Wherever you are kamzor, wherever you are deficient, there only Maya will harp on. Where you are strong, she will not come to defeat you. She will always see the weak points. How the armies fight, when the cricket matches are going on, they will study the bowling and batting so much in depth, ki, what is weak point? Let me bowl there only. So he will be out. His weak point is this side. His weak point is this side. They will study everything and accordingly they will make the strategy to play the match. Same way, what Hanuman did, he went all the way in Lanka and found out what are the strong points, what are the weak points. And he went and informed everything to Lord Ram. If war will take place, I should study everything right now only. So like that, Maya knows within and without what is happening in the heart. So she thought, Sadhu has come, he said, I am very tired, I have come from long distance. Because he wanted to enter, na, he would get some unusual experiences. So he knew that I can't enter beyond this. So he sat there only. And he said, you want to serve me? I am very tired. I cannot come inside. You serve me here only. Otherwise, forget about my service too. Whatever you have to give me. So she felt Sadhu has come to my house. I can't serve Sadhu. So she went out. And as soon as she went out, she was snatched by him. Now, what is his position? He has heard about her and got tempted. Now he saw her. It is said his lust increased 1,000 times. And as Sadhu also, he forgot he is Sadhu. Like we wear dhoti kurta and go out, you know. And suppose we see a beautiful woman. We forget that we are in dhoti kurta, we have long shikha and we are, you know, in a sadhu, in a pravachankar dress and we are in a preacher's dress and we are monk's dress or whatever, devotee dress. When the lust comes in, we forget what whom we are looking at and what are we doing, what our eyes are indicating, you know. What if somebody looks at me looking at beautiful women on the road? That also I forget at that time. It's so overwhelming. So he has come as big beard and big sadhu, looking very, very sadhu type person. But his eyes are like fully filled with lust. And he's observing her from top to bottom. Oh, this is the lady. Oh, see the description. How it matching the description that my sister did to me. My God, this has to be for me only. How it cannot be for me? He's completely enamored. And then he's not only watching. When you get enamored, the watching goes into speech. And he starts speaking about it. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, Mruganayani. Oh, whatever. Big beautiful names he called her. So he's surprised how Sadhu can describe the beauty of a woman. Sadhu is not supposed to look at a woman and start describing her beauty. So he's a little surprised, but she thought, what I have to do? Ladies, this problem, you will see. So it's completely overwhelmed. And then at one point of time, his lust became so much, he could not maintain his form. He just left his form and he came into original form. So it's like there's a story, na, that one time they made a dog a king and they covered him with tiger skin, lion skin. So long time he was acting like a lion, talking like a lion, everything was doing like a lion. But when the she dog came, immediately he couldn't maintain his skin. He removed his skin and he went running behind her. And all of them came to know he's not a lion. He's a dog. So like that, your real nature is manifested. When your object of sense gratification comes in front of you, immediately you come to know who you are. There's an acid test. We can maintain our disguise for a long time. But when you are confronted with the weak point of your life, your attraction, or you are put in distress, then your real nature comes out. You are a good man, a good woman, nice, kind, compassionate, helpful, everything, you're always maintaining, trying to maintain that decor. But when you are put under distress by some situation, immediately your real nature comes out. So here he couldn't control himself and he forgot. Even same thing happened with Shurpanakha also. Shurpanakha came, she was so much overwhelmed with lust for Lord Ram that she forgot to disguise her in a beautiful lady. She was planning that she will change into a beautiful form and then go and talk to Lord Ram, propose to him. But it is said that when she saw him from distance, she just got so much mad with his beauty that she went in the same demoniac form to attract him. And they were only laughing. And she was saying, I'm so beautiful, this lady is so thin and is like, you know, dried up vegetable. She is looking like dried up vegetable. And look at me, I'm like a full blossom flower and we will go in the forest and do enjoyment. Why you go with this woman? We will eat, I will eat her and you can enjoy with me afterwards. This is lust. Matlab, in lust, when you get lusty, what you speak, you only don't understand. Is it logical, illogical, is good, bad, it is what's going to happen to me. Lust is something, na? Mahashano mahapapa. The root cause of our destruction is lust. I mean, that sits on your head, full-blown power. The only destruction is expected, nothing else. So imagine. And then Sita is now understood, my mistake. I sent Lakshman away, I didn't listen to anybody, I was so enamored. But that deer is a very symbolic representation. You should understand that deer is in everybody's life, available for all of us. The deer is there in all of our life. Somewhere our mind is allured by something. Huh? It is said that after marriage also the man is always looking after somebody else. And the nature of the deer is, when that deer comes in front of you, all the best things in life that you have received, they become useless. They become tasteless. They become charmless. Now you want that. And when that thing becomes yours, that becomes charmless after some time. That is the nature of Maya actually. It's not like that, I got the best lady in the whole world. And whole life you keep feeling the same thing. It's not like that. As soon as you have that best thing, as long as the moon is in the sky, it's like the dream of mine. But when I reach the moon, then the moon is no more attractive. Now, because I have achieved it now already. Now it's already in my pocket. I already enjoyed it. I'm already going to enjoy it. So now my eyes are some other star, which is attractive. Until the time I get that new star, I'm attracted to that. When I get that new star, then that star becomes lusterless or attractive, no attraction. And something else looks attractive to you. So it is said, as long as one is not the devotee of the Lord, he will be in this condition only, lifetime after lifetime. Anything that you achieve, it will never fulfill you. You will feel something more I want. Whatever you have already achieved, you feel something more I want. There are so many rich people in India. No, they have so much of wealth that even if they distribute that wealth in 1,000 people, still they can live for 10 generations. So much wealth is there. But do you feel any of them is retired already and resting somewhere nicely? Why to work now? So much wealth is there. One lifetime, 15 lifetimes also I can eat. My generations can eat. Why should I work now? I should just enjoy. I should go and go into a beautiful atmosphere and live in a very natural countryside and enjoy nice food and sleep nicely, do yoga, do meditation, something which is beautiful. But you try and find anybody of them sitting at home, constantly working hard to earn more and more and more. If I am top one in India, I should become top one in Asia. If I am top one in Asia, I want to become top one in the world. At least in first 15, Forbes list, my name should come. But even if you comes in Forbes list, you will eat only 2 kilos of food at one meal. And you only sleep on 6 by 4 feet beddings. And you will eat, you wear only 3 meters of top and 2 meters of down cloth. What else you will wear? Right? Even if you have a house of 50 rooms, at one night you can sleep in only one room. No? Can you sleep in all rooms because you have a big bungalow? If you can choose to sleep tomorrow in number 2 room, number 5 room and number 6 room. Or number 27th floor room, that you can choose. But at one time in one night, you will sleep in only one room. Even if you have your cooks, today they have made 80 items for you. But how many you can eat? Maybe you can eat, you can't even taste all 80 also. It's not possible also. When there is a bhoga in the hospital, 141 bhogas, you feel like eating everything. But can you even taste everything? It's not possible. You have got so much limitation. But still, the nature of our rejection of the Lord is such that it puts you in this situation of life. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakare. Ye jo scene hai na, Bhagwan ko bhul kar bhog karna, ye jo ichha hai, Bhagwan ko bhul kar jo karte hain, uska parinam hai ye. Nikatastha taya maya tare jhapatiya dhore. Immediately maya will capture that person. And all that funny things that is happening with us will happen to us because of that one sin. So Ravan was trying to enjoy Sita without Lord Ram. Huh? Shurpanakha wanted to also enjoy Lord Ram only, not serve him. Here Ravan is trying to enjoy Ram's property. Shurpanakha wanted to enjoy Ram only. Not out of devotion and love, out of lust. So what is her fate? What is Ravan's fate? What is everybody's fate? And the worst thing is that the lust is so devouring that when it doesn't devour only you. All those who are close to you also get devoured with that. So Kumbhakarna or Indrajit or everybody else there did not lust over Sita. They didn't want to enjoy Sita. But because they were attached to the master who was trying to enjoy Sita, they also were destroyed in that. So you have to always choose who you are with. And whoever you are with, the destiny of that person also you have to share with him. If you are with drunkards, you will end up drinking. If you are with smokers, you will end up smoking one day. If you are people who are money-minded, then money-mindedness will always overwhelm you. If somebody is very money-minded, constant talking about money, you will also start thinking about the same way. If it is very lusty, you will get lusty. Whatever company you keep, you share the karmas of the company. If you are with a very poor person and he talks about mere ghar pe to khane koi nahi hai, mere ghar, so you keep sharing with the sufferings. Like we are counselors, no? When you meet our counselors or meet some people who come to take counseling from us in the hospital, while we are with them, their miseries we are sharing or not. We feel the pain and suffering what they are going through. So whatever company you are having, in whatever subject, that subject will affect you. If I meet my counselees, a patient, and talk about Krishna, then both of us will be happy and enjoying. But if I meet the patient and only talk about his misery, his suffering, then that suffering will affect me. And I will be a little bit disturbed. I have to go and wash my face and maybe do some meditation before I see next patient. When you are with your patient, trying to help him, but deal with his problems, and fail to connect that to Krishna, then you will have to share in emotions the suffering that what the patient is going through. But if you are intelligent, you go through subject matter of suffering, but you intelligently and by the way of your devotion that you have, by the power of devotion you have to Krishna, with that power if you connect that problem to the Lord to solve the problem, then you may not be affected. Otherwise, the patient's sufferings or the people who are suffering, they drag you down in their suffering and make you also suffer emotionally. Sometimes I remember we have not slept in the night also. when we handle such kind of cases, because it affects us. It's not my karma, but when you associate with some suffering, suffering comes upon you also. So like that, all these big brothers and sons of Ravan, because they were loyal to the sinful person, so their loyalty to sinful man got them to suffer the reaction of the sin of the master also. That's why we have to choose the master with great scrutiny. We have to study the master properly before we accept the master. Who is our master? And most masters today are like Ravan coming in the form of sadhu. They appear very holy and appear very effulgent and appear very tapasvi and mystic and so many things. But in their heart of their hearts, only lust is there. Desire to enjoy is there. To exploit, things are there in the heart like that. That's why masses are getting cheated today. Because their purpose is not pure, and that's why with their impure purpose they also meet impure people only. So from where the correction should start? The correction should start from us. If we first correct our intentions, then we will meet right people. If we want to meet God, but we want to meet God, but in the process we want to also have money and also have good children, also have property, and also have position, and also have fame and name, everything along with God we want. Then you will meet such a sadhu who will cheat you in that direction. But if you say, I want only pure devotion and nothing else. I have desires, but I wish I don't have the desires, and I wish I want to have Lord only. At least, honestly, I know I'm lusty, I'm greedy, I'm after name and fame, and after this and that. But theoretically, I know from my brain that I should only want Lord. If that much sincerity is there in you, then Lord will somehow meet you, make you meet a right person. But if our intentions are very contaminated, then you will meet people like that. Now Sita, so many years she stayed in forest, you know. Suppose she would have said, beautiful deer, fine, I'll enjoy seeing him here. It was fine, okay. Every day he would come, play there, and she would see, oh, what nicer. Like we see beautiful koyal and beautiful peacock and all. When we go to Vrindavan, we don't say, oh, this peacock I want to take home to Bombay. I'll keep it with me and show everybody in Bombay. You see the peacock and come back. It was fine, in that case. But she wanted to have that deer. She was counseled on that. Don't think about this deer. This is illusory deer. This is not real deer. This is not actually happening, it's all demon disguised. Still, she was already attached to that deer. So where we have to say no, before we get attached, we should say no. The wrong things in life. Everything that glitters is not necessarily going to give happiness to you. Everything that looks very effulgent, very shining, very beautiful, not necessarily everything like that will give happiness to you. Most of the times, all shining and glittering things in life will bring pain to you. But once you have that, you become source of envy for everybody else. Right? That Chitraketu had so many wives and nobody could give son. Nobody could give child. And then Narad Muni came and said that you don't have a child in your bhagya. So no, still I want to have a child. So he said, see, if I give you out of your bhagya, then it will become source of misery for you. He said, that I will see afterward. Right now I want to have the happiness of having a son. He said, I'll give a son to you, but that son will be source of misery to you much more than the happiness that you will get after having him. He said, afterwards I'll see about the misery. Right now I want the happiness of having son. So he was born and his name was given Harsha Shoka. Harsha and Shok together. So he was very, very, very happy. And the queen who gave birth to that son became very dear to the king. He started spending more time with the queen only. That queen. Other queens who were so much sincere to the king and so many years they wanted to give son to the king and started not giving time to them. All the time with the son and with the mother of the son constantly. So all the queens became very envious. And what happened? They thought this son is the cause of our misery. Our husband is not meeting us because of this son, so we will kill this son. So they poisoned the son, and the son died. So he had the best thing in life, what he wanted to. But that best thing in life, there is no guarantee it will give you pleasure all the time in life. There is no guarantee of that. So like that. So the only way to stop slipping from top of the mountain is not to go to top of the mountain and going in a sleeping area. Once you start sleeping, you cannot stop yourself. Before that, you have to say no. Should not try a slope. Let me see whether I can put my foot there or not. You put your foot down, then all of you, full body to both feet and your whole self will go down and you cannot stop you in between. Unless some tree comes in between and catches you in between. So this is how Lord Ram's Charitra is filled with instructions like this. And we have to only pray that before we get lost into the attractions of the world, we should say no to this world with knowledge. And knowledge was given to her by Lakshman. But we don't even accept knowledge. No? We are told, don't go there. It's not good. It will be very tempting. No. I am very strong. You know, I will not get tempted. I will take care of myself. I am very intelligent. I am not a fool. So she was given knowledge by Lord Lakshman. But still, she didn't accept that knowledge. So first,
it is destiny.
That is all Leela of the Lord. What is happening in Ramana is all designed to teach you and me all the great things in life.
But here it also comes that whatever we are doing, destiny also works.
Destiny works. What is destiny ultimately? Destiny is result of your activity in the past.
Yes.
So somewhere destiny was in your control, na? You chose the actions to do. Now the results you cannot change. That becomes destiny, inevitable. So right now, Lakshman is giving summon to Sita, keep, don't get allured, don't worry. Lord Ram is all right, nothing can go wrong with him. I'm telling you, this is a demon, this is illusion, such kind of fish is not there. If you had listened, things would have been different. No? She didn't listen to him. So knowledge was given, guidance was given, counsel was given, compassion was handed over to her. But she didn't choose to follow. So result was like this.
Marish also started shouting when he was killed.
He was about to get killed, about to die. He was shot.
So Marich was a fool, because anyways he was going to be killed by Ram.
Huh.
If he had not shouted also.
No, but he was. It's like this, you know. All this is connected because he also had Swami Nishtha. He didn't want to disobey his Swami.
But death
Swami is death. Nahi, death ke pehle hi plan tha na wo. When you will be shot by him, for example, you are so fearful of him, he may kill you. That time do not forget to shout in Lord Ram's name the names of Lakshman and Sita. That was a part of the plan.
Yeah, but then
he was, what his logic was, that if I am loyal to my Swami,
mm-hmm.
I'll be delivered. So he achieved both things. He was loyal to Swami and he also got shot by Lord Ram. So he achieved his destination. He did his job nicely. He didn't cheat his master also.
But
हर एक कथा का अपना अपना इन्फ्लुएंस है अपने अपना उसमें कंक्लूजन है. सो हियर वी आर नॉट ट्राइंग टू ग्लोरीफाई मारिज. वी आर जस्ट टेलिंग दैट अल्टीमेटली वॉज अ डीमन एंड ही वॉज नॉट अ प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ही वॉज अ डीमन कनेक्टेड विद अ डीमन. सो हिज डेस्टिनी ऑल्सो वॉज श्योर वॉट एवर ही डिड बट देन ही लेट मी सर्व लॉर्ड राम नाउ. At least I'll not shout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The plan was to kidnap her, na? So, I saw that. That Chitrakirtu is different. One Chitrakirtu is the king who didn't have son, who got son as Harshoka. Another is Chitrakirtu who was cursed by Parvati to become. Vritrasu. Both are different Chitraketus. And one more is the Chitragupta. Who is he?
Record.
He is the record keeper of Yamraj. Treasure nahi, record of the sins.
One more question. Manduturi is daughter of Maitana.
Yes.
So how she is so chaste or monism?
Why? Demons cannot be chaste, what? In every. How Vibhashan is also son of. How he is a sadhu?
All those, you know, things in the body and then he becomes such a, you know, devoted.
Huh.
So how Mandur
Mandodari got good training from her father. See, don't think demons means they are all bad only. Even Ravan was a greatest of Pandit. He was a Brahmin by birth. Ravan was son of Vishrava Muni, the great sage. And it was good choice for Ravan also to become like him. But Ravan chose to be lusty. Ravan chose to be enjoying the world. Ravan chose to be forgetting the Lord and enjoy the world. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhagavan Chakari. It was Ravan's choice to choose that kind of lifestyle. And Vibhishan didn't choose that lifestyle. So Mandodari did not pick up all those lifestyles. She picked up chastity. That was her nature. So your character is in your hand. What do you want to choose? Your birth, your caste, your father's surname, your mother's surname doesn't affect you actually. If you choose to be XYZ, finished. You can be born in the meat eater's family, in non-veg eating family, but you can choose, I don't want to eat. I just cannot accept this. And you can become a pure vegetarian. So the question can be asked, how you are pure vegetarian? Everybody in the family is non-vegetarian. And this is my choice. So like that, to be chaste was her choice. And that choice is given to everybody. Every single person from top to bottom, choice is given. And you have to choose your choice very nicely, intelligently. That's why Vibhishan, even in the middle of the demon he was staying, but he was a great saint. Prahlad was staying in the middle of all demons, but he remained great saintly personality. He must have heard everything from Narad Muni's mouth in the womb, but afterwards he could have still contaminated himself. Fine, I am what I can do, all are demons around me, how will I do anything? It's very difficult to perform bhakti in the middle of demons. Logical, tha na? If somebody would have said that, he would have said, okay, such a small boy, what he can do? But today, why we talk about him? Even though he was a small boy, helpless, but he maintained his dignity all throughout the life. Na? That's why we are discussing today also about him. Otherwise, he would have said, ki kya kar sakta hu? He would not be anywhere in the books of scriptures. And there were many like him who are not discussed by us.
So, Mandodari was the original, or you would say proper wife?
Huh, she was a... No. Oh, yeah. Mandodari was a wife who officially married. Maya Danav married his daughter to Ravan, but most of the wives of Ravan were kidnapped by him. And he was so powerful that, you know, simple ladies would just succumb to him. Who would not like to have a wealthy husband? Who would not like to have a strong husband? Who would not like to have a powerful husband? Who would not like to have a very handsome husband? Who would not like to have a invincible husband? So all that thing was already with him. Knowledgeable husband, father. Thousands of wives, thousands of them. And he was such a lusty fellow. They all would stay, they had their palaces, but at his will they would stay together with him. Like, I mean, Ravan, when he was, like Hanumanji was searching, na, he went in Ravan's palace and he saw most of them half naked, half worn clothes, and he also in his shabby clothes and all. I mean, it was very obvious that he had enjoyed with all of them, most of them, in the same time. Because the scene was like that in the middle of the night. So he was like that personality. He was like very voraciously lusty person. So although he was knowledgeable, son of a great Brahmin, sadhu, still his mind was totally corrupted with lust. That's why everything, wherever he walked, wherever he went, wherever whichever woman he saw, he either molested them or impressed them and captivated them. By force or love or whatever you say, hook or crook, he captured them. He raped Ramba also. He wanted to abuse Vedavati also. So many curses he received in the course of time. Only few ladies are stories are explained, but there were many ladies he actually abused. Only one problem, opposite sex, boss. All activities centered around opposite sex. That is why he was destroyed fully. Whatever power he had, all the power, he was actually invincible. Nobody could defeat him. Not a single demigod could do anything with him. He was so powerful. Although he was on earth, demigods in the skies, they were unable to do anything with him. He was so powerful. But all that power, fame, wealth, knowledge, opulence, everything went in drain completely. Became zero because of one thing, that is lust. Desire to enjoy others' wife, others' ladies. For us, what it means, for you, what it means, you are a lady yourself. For you means what is not yours when you try to enjoy, when you want it and possess it and enjoy it for your sake, which is not yours. The destruction starts from there.
Anchor also means
small things also. Everything counts. It's not necessarily you have to have Sita only for your enjoyment. The greatest thing in the world. Not necessarily. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincham jagatam jagat. Whatever is destined for you, only that you should take. And that too, in the mood of service to God, you should take to maintain yourself. Beyond that, if you take anything else for yourself, you have accounted for that and you have to suffer for that. Whatever it is, you may be a Prime Minister of India and you may be taking some few crores extra and you may be taking some 200-300 rupees extra or some 2 pencils extra from here, for example. Whatever is small or big, you will have to suffer for that. You are entitled to take whatever is your destiny. You should be happy to take whatever you are supposed to take and supposed to have. And nothing else, even if how much tempting it is to you, you should say it is not mine. That's the greatest virtue. Greatest of all virtue is just take whatever you deserve and not take anything else what you don't deserve. Even in the form of power, in the form of adhikar, in the form of authority, don't take which is not your authority. Don't just take others' authority and think this is my authority, I should be using my authority. Our temptation is always to become more authoritative than what I am supposed to be. More powers you want than what you are given to. Your chair has some powers, but you want to always have more powers than what your chair has. Even then you are implicated in the same, because it's a form of lust only. The lust manifesting in different forms. In gross activity, in adoration, in lab, puja, pratishta, no, profit and adoration and worship. You are adoring me, suppose, for something. I want more adoration. I want from her also, from her also, from him also. So whatever I get, I want more than that. In the form of money, in the form of position, in the form of authority, in the form of whatever comes across me. I'm not happy with it. I always want more and more and more. And that desire is called lust. And then that desire will always doom you in the future. So only once he becomes a devotee of the Lord, then one can be free from this desire of what you don't deserve. Otherwise, on your own, you cannot come over the desire to have that what you don't deserve. You feel, I deserve it. But when you become devotee, then you can understand, I don't deserve it. It's not mine. I am not trying to get it now. I don't want it. My mind is telling me, but I'm not going to go for it. It's like that. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Prabhu Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. Yeah.